Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, 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 everybody. My name is Doug and I love movies. That is as good as it's ever going to get. It's so funny. Before the taping began, I said, let's practice all the shoutbacks. And then I just did that one and not the other ones. So we'll see how they go. We'll see how it works out. I feel like maybe not so good. But we're coming to you once again from the lab at the Improv in Hollywood, California. Woo, woo, woo. We're recording on Tuesday, March of the Penguins, 19th, 2024, for release on Monday, March Ides of comma 25th, also 2024. Let's take a look in the prize bag, shall we? Not only is it a beautiful tote from Apothecary, yeah. It's a weed thing. Look at this. Yeah, Pumas. Will the winner today be a size 10? Will they care that there's no shoelaces? These are questions that we'll only find out the answer to later on in the show. But they're beautiful. They look like, I don't know, they're like... They look like maybe Bumblebee, you know what I mean? Like maybe these shoes are Transformers and they'll turn into Bumblebee. But then also in here somewhere, I swear I put it in here. Let me make sure it's here. That'd be so funny if I lost. Yeah, I lost the better prize. There was definitely a more exciting thing that I thought I put in here. Oh, there it is. I found it. Oh, my God. That was exciting. Not exciting, really. Depressing and terrible. Yes, thank you for giving me the right word. This is a free box of Factor, which is a sponsor of the program, or has been a sponsor of the program. And so you get, like, 7 meals. This is, like, a over $100 value. You get 7 meals. Yeah, you get 7 meals and then an email thing you'll have to unsubscribe from, because you don't want to become a permanent member necessarily. but you do want to take advantage of the initial offer. So that's in there with the Pumas. It's real. It's happening. Somebody's going to win that tonight. Very, very, very exciting. Now it's time for Doug Plugs. That was pretty good. That was way better than I thought it was going to be. I'm doing stand-up at Rooster Teeth Feathers in Sunnyvale, California on Sunday, April 7th at 7 p.m. And for all my other dates and deets and links, go to, this is the tough one, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com.
You all knew it. Why, before the show, did you all, were you all silent on This Is Doug Loves Movies, which was a very easy one. Then that one, that complicated, weird Rube Goldberg nonsense. Everybody nailed it. Good job. From the corrections department, it's crazy stupid love, not crazy sexy love. Yeah, sneaky Joe DeRosa slipped that one past me. So I'm shaking my fist at Joe DeRosa. Are you ready to meet our guests? They've been sitting amongst us this entire time. This is like a horror movie or a zombie movie or something. Anyway, with no more ado, let's get them out here. Please welcome Greg Fitzsimmons, Sam Levine, and Amy Miller. Yay.
Yeah.
There's one stool behind all the chairs so you can put your drink on if you ever have that kind of moment where you want to set a drink down.
That's awesome.
Amy's got a nice little wine going. Oh. Sam, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking vodka in a water bottle.
Interesting choice, but Sam is a bit of a scientist, and he likes that moment where the vodka finally seeps through the bottle. I know it's very exciting when that happens. It's a reminder of what it's doing to the inside of your body. Let's meet everybody individually, alphabetically, by first name. Sorry, Sam. Joining us first.
He's forgotten all.
Can't wait to find out who
this. I just got to get these credits right because they're so, you know, Aaron's that's what you're here for, is to tell people about what you're up to. She's the star of the upcoming feature film, We're Also the Millers. It's Amy Miller!
I can't wait. I'm replacing Jennifer Aniston, I think. That's right, Sam, right?
Yeah. Sounds right to me.
Okay.
Yeah, Sam knows all the answers. Happy New Year, Amy.
Happy New Year to you,
Happy,
Doug.
Did you have a good St. Patrick's Day?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I'm only
top
asking
of the morning,
that because
right,
there's
Greg?
A... Yeah,
very, very much top of the afternoon.
That's
top of the
why
night.
I asked, because we do have a member of Dropkick Murphys on the panel.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else I want to ask you, Amy? Have you seen The Zone of Interest? Because I can't.
Nope, and I can't either. I'm waiting for someone else, and I thought it was going to be you that would tell me about it. But
no, people have told me about it, and I just don't want to deal with it.
You got to change the theme song. There is one he won't see. It's called Zone of Interest.
With every year, there's more movies I won't see, because guess what? There's more movies. Like, I don't have time for all these movies, these limited series, these reality, like there's too many things I like to watch. I feel like a sports person. You know what I mean? Like sports people must be constantly overwhelmed by how much sports there is.
It's true.
And now I feel like movies have become that, where like there's so much movies.
And movies about sports, there's a lot of those.
Oh my God, even get me started on that. He is the host of the podcast Fitz a Wonderful Life. It's Greg Fitzsimmons, everybody.
Thank you all. Thanks for being here.
Happy New Year, Greg.
It's St. Patrick's Day.
Post St. Patrick's Day, let's not get crazy. You had a your annual show here at the Improv in the room next door, the main room, on St. Patrick's Day. How was that?
It was fun. We had an Irish soda bread contest. Me and my friend Laureen fight about who has a better one. So we each baked 3 Irish soda breads, and we cut them up, and we handed them out to the crowd and voted. And I lost $100.
Yours the worst?
Mine was the worst.
Oh, no.
But that's not a nice way to say it. It was the second best.
Out of 2, yeah. It was only out of 2.
That's the worst.
I'm Irish. I don't know the nice way to say things, Greg.
That's the way an Irish person looks at life. It was the worst.
Hey, listen, you came in second place and last place. It's just however you want to look at it.
First failure.
Yeah, you were the first most failed. Because yours really could have been absolute garbage and lost to the one that wasn't so bad.
That's like, right.
You know, who knows? But yeah.
Congratulations,
nonetheless.
All right. Well, thank you. It was a fun show.
Even being in the competition.
Yeah.
Just being asked. To make a soda bread for Irish Day.
Yeah.
That's what we call it now.
St. Patrick's Day.
National Irish Day.
But anyway, so that's the plan? Is you're going to do a show here on St. Patrick's Day every year for the rest of time?
That was the 16th year in a row.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
Except for the pandemic.
That's impressive because this Douglas Movies is celebrating this year its 18th year. So... Wait a minute.
So I'm the worst long-running podcast.
You do come in second all the time. That seems to be your lot in life, Greg, is to be number 2. You're not the piss, you're the shit. My question for you, though, along the lines of the question I asked Amy, is have you seen Killers of the Flower Moon? Because I can't. I just can't.
I honestly thought it was a masterpiece. I loved it.
All 3.5 hours of genocide?
All 3. I mean, you kind of knew going in the plot a little bit.
So you're saying you knew it was going to be fun. You just didn't know how fun.
Well, I mean, Schindler's List, they didn't like exactly uplift your spirits.
But you had a good time.
Have a good time.
This one they shot it in color, so you could at least enjoy the visuals.
Right.
Schindler's List, you're just like, this is a very black and white situation. But anyway, I'm not here to joke about these things. I really am. I've become too sensitive to this kind of filmmaking.
Yeah.
Where the whole point is to feel terrible.
How can
you watch it and find any joy in it?
He's Irish.
Yeah, I'm Irish. Yeah.
Loving a genocide movie is...
Did you see Banshees of Inisherin? I mean, that was our movie
last
year.
Well, that was a finger genocide.
Yes.
And no one in the audience cares for that reference. But before we play our games today, or before we do anything today, we need to meet our third guest. He's currently shooting a shot-for-shot remake of I Am Sam called I Am Also Sam. It's Sam Levine, everybody!
Oh, wow. Dog, I was saving that for my plugs.
I can't wait to see you running down the hallway with a cake. Mm-hmm. Happy New Year, Sam.
Thank you so much, Doug. We've only seen each other a handful of times since January 1st, so it's nice to hear you say it.
It can't be said enough. I'm going to say it until December 31. Have you...
My birthday. No.
Have you seen Society of the Snow? Because I just can't.
I have, and have you seen... Well, no, it's better than Alive. But I'm sure you've seen Alive.
I've seen Alive, and I did not like watching the people crash. I didn't like watching the people... be cold.
Yeah.
I like to watch the people eat each other.
Yeah.
Although the being cold part did help the eating part because it was more like they were just having a icicle.
Yeah, it's like jerky.
Some sort of popsicle that's just part a person.
Yeah.
But Society of the Snow feels like it's very intense.
It is very intense, and I don't know if you know this, all subtitles.
Well, that I don't mind so much because I like to read rather than watching the people eat each other.
What I thought was strange, though, is in the subtitles, it's a lot of just M's. Mmm.
Oh, it's a real nom-nom.
Chomping noises. I thought that was a bit out of touch.
Could you imagine like having to survive eating a fellow passenger or fellow person from your team and making nom-nom, like making yummy sounds?
Every time I board an airplane, I think, if we crash, which of these people am I going to eat first?
Who's going to taste the best?
Yeah.
Go right back to coach if you want some, you know,
mm-hmm.
Do you real
think
juicy
back
meat.
Back to coach? Where are you? Get out of here. I'm flying in row 32B.
I was just, you know, I'm
Exit row.
Build you up.
Will you help in an emergency?
I will help in an emergency.
I tell them I will, but there's no way.
No, I'm going to panic like everyone else.
No, I'm going to just put my seat back and close my eyes and let it happen.
Be a mat.
Yep.
Just going back to the eating people, I think, if you think about it, eating people in first class would be more delicious because they're like veal. They don't really work.
Oh, yeah.
Their bodies are soft.
Yeah, they haven't.
It's a lot of synthetic materials.
Right.
With any luck at all, they haven't been stressed.
Right.
I'd go for the ones that don't seem like they're in finance because they're always probably pretty nervous.
I'm just saying you're going to hit a cheek, and it's going to be all fucking chemicals in there.
Uh-huh.
It's not as tasty as these guys back in coach. You know what I mean?
Above the neck,
things,
Amy,
delicious.
We're not animals.
Yeah. Yeah, in the back, they're like...
Cheeks are very tasty.
They're like free-range passengers.
We're cage-free back there.
This is like a show that you do for like an audience. Like if there like a bunch of people would be there, but instead we have the best people.
Oh
yeah. Yeah, it's true.
It is.
Let me ask you everybody this. I like to get recommendations before we play games tonight of movies. Could be new, could be old. Preferably something people could find on streaming or in theaters now, but doesn't have to be, but let's start with you, Amy. Could you recommend a movie?
I ain't going first.
You knew you were going to have to do this, though.
I'm an idiot.
I'm looking mine up. Don't think I'm ignoring you.
Okay.
I mean,
Greg's going to check in, see if the kids are okay.
I loved Anatomy of a Fall. As you know, I like movies that are mostly talking. I just want talking. I don't want eating of people, crashes, driving, bombs, anything loud.
Everybody loves that
talking.
Dog from that movie, the dog
Messi. Yeah, Messi's so cute.
Yeah. Is he cute in the movie?
Yes. You haven't seen that one either?
No, I haven't seen it. But
oh,
I do want to see
like
that
it.
One because I don't think it'll necessarily
Well, just one guy
make
dies,
me feel
so it's
bad.
Not like a full genocide.
And it's right there in the title.
Yeah.
That he fell.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah.
And then how?
You know,
we don't know.
Right? It's right there. They warn you about the fall in the title. Zone of Interest just makes you go, oh, that sounds like an area I'm curious about.
Yeah.
Right? You don't know what is going on there in that zone of interest. Turns out I should have zero interest.
Also, the kid is amazing. You'll love the kid. He's truly an incredible actor.
Okay.
He's so good.
All right. So that's what you're going with? You're recommending Anatomy of a Fall?
Yeah, because I wasn't prepared. On the other
well,
last
I mean, that's
movie
a great
I saw,
recommendation.
I didn't think was good.
It won like two Oscars.
Yep,
I believe.
Did you see it, Sam?
I did. I saw every film nominated for an award this year, save for the shorts or the documentaries.
More like Sam loves movies. You know
All
what
right.
I mean?
All right. Well, that's not every film then. If you skip those, but still pretty impressive. It's still very impressive.
Thank you.
I completely failed this year because I suddenly turned this corner and we're like. Oh, I'd love to watch everything nominated for an Oscar. But guess what? They're the most depressing movies being made.
Yeah, a lot
like,
of sandwich.
Except for Barbie, there's not very many movies. I saw the French version, but there's not many movies that, you get my point.
I got you, buddy.
Because I don't know what it was. Greg,
what'd
you find on your phone?
Well, the movie is called, I was down in Florida visiting my mother.
Oh, they have the best movies down there.
It's like another country because they have movies that you go like, I didn't see this one advertised. And it's the kind of movie based on the last 12 minutes of this podcast and you have lost both testicles. This might be the kind of movie you could handle. It's a soft tearjerker movie.
Okay.
Not too depressing.
Right.
Ordinary Angels. Have you heard of that?
I think so.
I don't think you have. I don't think anybody.
I mean,
has.
It sounds so plain, so regular.
It was
so
like a Hallmark movie. And
like one?
Well, I don't know who produced it, but
Who's in it?
Hillary Swank. Who in it?
Who in it? Who Jackie Doug?
I have seen this movie. She's like a suffragette or something.
No.
She's like a. She's like Spider a lady Jack. Who looks like Hillary Swank.
This is one of the best John Edward impression I've ever
was
seen.
Was she an angel about? Is she a doctor helping with people in wartime?
It's peacetime, and she's not a doctor.
Why is she an angel?
She's an angel because there's a little girl who needs a kidney transplant.
Okay.
Who's 7.
All right.
And we're pulling for her.
Hillary's giant kidney?
It doesn't even fit.
She needs an adult kidney? Yeah.
She just needs usually you need 2 kidneys. They used 1 Hillary Swank kidney for both. And so and there's this woman sitting next to me who's like an old Florida lady who just keeps like correcting like, that couldn't happen. And so like finally the movie, so it gets to the point where of course it's not going to happen. That like she needs the kidney and on Christmas night it's snowing and they get the call, but the kidney's in Omaha and they're in like Milwaukee. And so the local news says we need a helicopter and a plane. And within 10 minutes... a guy in a helicopter brings her to the runway, but then like 100 people from the town bring shovels to open up the runway, takes off, she gets to Omaha, gets the kidney, wakes up the next morning in the hospital room and everybody's surrounding her, lights coming through the window, everybody's crying, there's balloons in the corner, and the lady goes, it's a snowstorm. Where are you gonna get balloons? I wish you were there.
Wait, this was in the theaters?
Yeah.
Oh, had no idea.
Yeah, the theaters are different.
Yeah. All right. So, Sam, do you
They're
have
a test market?
Sam, do you have a movie you'd like to ruin?
I do. Well, not ruin.
Do you have one you can describe up to the very end?
The very end?
Could you tell us the whole plot of a movie so that we don't have to bother with it?
Anatomy of a
Wait a second. Did you like Ordinary Angels?
Loved it. Well, because I was in Florida. In any other state, I would have hated it.
Oh, okay.
I love watching movies with my mom.
Yeah.
I don't know. And for some reason, moms are very good at being like, here's a vehicle with 7 major stars in it you've never heard of in your life. It's Sean Connery and Bette Midler. You're like, what? She goes, I've seen it 30 times. I'm like, all right.
Right.
And That's then it's pretty
up.
Fun.
You made that up.
Did I?
Yeah. There's no such thing as a Sean Connery Bette Midler movie.
How do they find out?
Beaches 2, Facebook. Back to the Beaches.
Beaches 3, Highlander. So, Sam.
Yeah.
You've thought about it?
I have.
Waited?
I got a crowd pleaser.
Oh.
You're, if of these
You
three,
have a bigger crowd pleaser than Ordinary People or whatever Amy said?
Ordinary Angel People.
Ordinary Angel People.
This is a film you'll like. Anyone listening, given the 3 choices, this is the one they want.
You always have to win.
It's Penguins of Madagascar.
Whoa.
Hits me on a level.
Let me interrupt for just a second because this is a crazy coincidence.
Yeah.
I just recently was on a cruise ship that, like, in your room they show movies, but, like, it's, you know, tends to be the same movies over and over again the whole time. And I ended up watching, after not having seen it for a long time, March of the Penguins.
We talked about it on a previous show.
We did. It's funny that and then I actually saw it.
Oh.
And it's depressing as fuck.
Yes. It's really sad.
It's really, their whole situation is terrible.
Doomed.
Yeah.
It's all awful. And
and it makes you feel kind of lazy about your own life.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like, I won't go to the store to get, milk or eggs, but these fucking penguins, for their mates, they go through a lot.
A lot.
They go through a lot. And then just this, but the part that really disturbed me the most is when one of the penguins like loses a baby because they're trying to keep these babies warm in freezing temperatures because they just have to stay there and try to keep the babies warm, and when a mother loses a baby, its reaction is, oh, I'll just try to steal someone else's baby. That's how they react to mourning. And everybody fights them off. They don't succeed at it.
Yeah.
But it's still housewives of Antarctica, embarrassing that they behave that way. Because penguins are so cute. You don't expect them to.
And then at what age then do you tell your child that you were stolen from another penguin?
When they try to start their own company, you say, you're just a bastard in a basket. You're not even my son.
What if an explorer and their baby came through during this period of time Would the penguin just steal any baby, or does it have to be a penguin baby?
Can you live in, can you imagine living such a hard life only in formal wear?
Right, that's the other thing. Is they're so dressed up with nowhere to go. No one asks them who they're wearing. Nobody cares. It's terrible. So, Sam.
Yeah.
Penguins of Madagascar. Yeah. Why? You're not. You're famously bad at trivia involving animation on
that's
the
true.
Show
that's
because
true.
You don't like children's films per se.
That is correct.
So why does not only what not only have you seen Penguins of Madagascar, yeah. but you're recommending it?
Well, you seemed like you after the first two recommendations, you wanted something a little lighter. You know, coming off of Oscar season, all these films that you're worried will upset you, so...
Yeah, I was kind of thinking, how about something that's entirely frivolous?
Yeah.
Not aimed at me whatsoever.
No, no. But you like animated
films. And probably
films.
Hard to get through.
Oh, wait, Penguins in Madagascar?
Yeah.
No, it's very easy to get through. It's okay. It's a quick watch. And there's great talent in it. John Malkovich, Cumberbatch.
Is Kevin Pollak, your good friend, one of the penguin voices?
He's not...
Because don't they all sound like they're doing Kevin Pollak impressions?
Probably.
You know what I mean? The way they're all kind of clipped and like talking like they're from the 20s. Hey, what's going on?
Or Mark Norman. That's what they sound like.
Oh, yeah. Anyway, Werner Herzog is also in the movie.
I am a very depressed penguin.
Yes. I am, but yes. You,
marching in the blizzard.
I would say watch the film
to
and wait
protect
for
the, my baby.
The Werner Herzog cameo.
This tuxedo is so uncomfortable. My balls.
The cummerbund alone is killing the penguin.
Cumberbatch, help me with the cummerbund.
Cumberbatch was so close. Why is their name Batch and not Bund? That's a question to ask the whole family. All right, well, thank you for those amazing recommendations. I count on no one taking you up on any of them. Although, you know, Anatomy of Fall did just win some Oscars. But we're going to be back with some games right after these messages.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
We're back! During the break, we selected who our guests are going to play for today. So Sam was playing for Jason and Silent Bob Strike Back. And Amy is playing for Jesse and the Pussycats. And Greg is playing for Finding Nima. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job, everybody. Our first game tonight is the IMDb game. And, I forgot to raise my hands. Our first game tonight is IMDb game. And here's how that works, is that I am going to start naming the top four movies listed on a person's, every actor has an IMDb page where at the top it says best known for, and it lists four titles. So I'm gonna start listing off those titles for a particular actor or actress, but you know the word actor is supposed to cover both. And just shout out whenever you think you know who it is, your name as your buzzer. So Sam, Greg, or Amy.
Thanks for reviewing our names.
You say Greg.
You'd be okay. Surprised. Okay. You'd be surprised. And also you don't want to say Fitzsimmons or even Fitzdog, because right. Greg is quicker.
What if I think Sam knows it? Do I get the points if I call his name and he gets it right?
Wow. Oh, that's a fun strategy. I've never implemented that strategy, but that would be super fun if you could just yell somebody else's name and force them to guess. Yeah. But that is not the case here.
Okay.
But like Doug.
It is a fun... Okay, yeah, I know the answer. It turns out I have it written right here. But no, you just buzz in with your own name just to get my attention. You could just make a noise. The idea is just whoever buzzes in first... You can guess, and you can guess at any point, but the trouble is, if you guess incorrectly, it's a negative point. So you don't want to get in too soon, like, because, you know, the first movie I mentioned, there's lots of people in that movie, but you may think of who you think it is.
Sure.
Now, and also a theme will emerge.
Now, Doug, if I'm not mistaken, if after seeing the second title, somebody rings in with the correct answer... Are they not allowed to earn bonus points by naming the unnamed films in the top four?
That's correct, Sam. That's why you want to get in early.
Okay.
Because you will get a point for each additional movie you can name that would be in that person's top four, which is still hard to do, but it is worth some extra points as, you know, Sam is clearly anxious to get. Well.
I just want to make sure everyone on stage knew the rules.
He wants to get his hands on those points.
Don't talk
also,
to us like we're babies, Sam.
It was so smooth the way you did
Stop
it.
Stop Sam-splaining.
It was so smooth the way you did it, though. Like we were two like SEAL trainers at SeaWorld and we're in the same show. Now, Doug, don't forget to remind everybody about how you can't just feed anything to a
Oh, like we're in the movie
the
Free
sea.
Jesse.
Now that is
a callback
to the commercial break.
They didn't hear that.
Which is why you want to see the show in person. You really miss out on things that happen during the commercial. As Amy will tell you, the commercial breaks on Family Feud are really a treat.
Did I say treat?
No, you didn't. All right, so... I think you're the only person I've ever met who's been to a Family Feud taping.
We
so
gotta
I'm
go.
Always excited about the tea you spilled regarding those tapings.
Only 7 hours long.
Only 7 hours, you guys. If you want to see a half hour of people giving dumb guesses to dumb questions.
If you want to see right. Family Feud, coming to my family's house next St. Patrick's Day.
See, there you go. Is that why you do a show on St. Patrick's?
Yep, get
out of the house.
Yep.
It's the Greg Fitzsimmons Get Out of the House show? I like it. Is that pretty much why you do stand-up at all anymore?
LAX is my, that's my happy place.
Oh, no. Oh, my
wow.
God.
Greg, if you need someone to talk to.
Oh, my God, yeah. That is really something. All right. Wow, for this first one, I didn't even write down what the answer is, so I hope I got it right now, just in my recollection. All right, so you buzz in with your own name when you think you know, and here we go. Here is the first title that this person is perhaps, according to the algorithm, best known for. The Princess and the Frog. Yeah, this is tough. A second title would probably be helpful. The second title is They... Live.
Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Buzz in with your own name.
Amy! That is my name. That's my nickname.
Your name is Rowdy Amy. Rowdy Amy Miller buzzes in with the guess. Same guess?
No, actually, can I change it?
You want to change it?
Keith David.
Wow, that is an interesting. I've never seen it happen on Jeopardy where someone guesses wrong. But forgets to phrase it as a question, so they get a guess again, and then they get it right. That's essentially what happened here, because Keith David is the correct answer.
Wow, nice.
Thank you so much.
That is some sneaky, sneaky business, what you just pulled, Amy, and I love it.
Thank you. Thank you for
your
help.
You're on the board with 1 point now. Where do you go from there? Two more.
Oh, Keith. Oh, no.
With Keith David in them, yes.
Well, he's only in 700 movies, so how could I think of a couple of more?
I went to a premiere one time, and Pete next to him.
In the lobby?
No, I mean, it was in my, you know, I was in my seat, but he was sitting next to me. What do you got, Amy? Anything? Can you think of any other movies that tremendous actor?
Now I'm totally frozen. This right? is what happened.
But you
frozen.
You did the most important part.
Was in that.
Probably.
Yeah, you might be. I don't think
Greg.
So, though. But that is, it is, when you hear what one of the answers is, it's pretty funny that you said frozen. But you good?
I mean, I feel really dumb, but yeah. Wait, yeah.
He's a character actor, so it's hard to remember exactly what he's been in. The fact that you named him at all is impressive.
This is a disgrace.
Because he's the villain in Princess and the Frog, and then he's the kick-ass buddy of Roddy Piper in They Live. And then he was in John Carpenter's The Thing,
mm-hmm.
where they were quite frozen in that movie. And then and I'm sure
delicious,
it was,
right?
And I'm sure it was also cold in space when he was in Armageddon. Armageddon.
So many people popsicles in his films.
So you got one, Amy. You're on the board, and now it's time. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Now it's time for our next round, the first film. And don't forget, like, this next person has something in common with Keith David. And the second movie, the second one starts with The Green Mile. And then...
All right, I'll take a chance. Sam.
Sam's going to go for it.
Michael Clark Duncan.
That is correct.
Oh.
MCD, the late, great MCD, RIP.
What's going on?
What do you got for additional? You can get 3 more points, Sam,
right,
if you can name 3 more.
Definitely Armageddon is up there for
okay,
Michael
if you
Clark
say
Duncan.
So. What else?
I'm going to say The Whole Nine Yards.
Uh-huh. And?
Night at the Roxbury.
Sam Levine.
Big moneymaker, that movie.
Sam Levine, 2 out of 3. Nicely done. Number 2 was Sin City.
Oh.
You didn't nail that one, but you got Armageddon and The Whole Nine Yards. Sam has 3 points, but that's not it's not unsurpassable, that particular lead. Anybody has a chance. Here's the third round, Greg.
Why'd you say anybody has a chance? Look at me, disappointing.
Just a quick check-in, like, hey, yeah. You should play.
I know.
Like, you should give us a try, see what happens.
I haven't even seen any of the movies you guys have named so far.
Well, they're only movies that happened in our lifetimes, but I get it.
Yeah.
Is this the soda bread all over again for you?
Yeah, right now? It is. This is like, he's the raisin.
Raisin Detra. Round 3 begins with... What? Armageddon. Sam's not going to take the bait. He's not silly. Amy?
Bruce Willis.
Buzz in with your name.
Amy.
Who do you think it is, Amy? Do you want to change it now?
No, I don't.
You're sticking with Bruce Willis?
Yeah.
Incorrect.
Am I on theme?
Huh?
Is there a theme?
Yeah, there is.
Okay.
The second film, and this person's best known for, is The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King. One of the longest titles to ever win.
Oh, Sam.
Best Picture. Sam.
Liv Tyler.
That is correct. It is Liv Tyler.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, do you dare? Can you name 2 more Liv Tyler films, Sam, to really... cement your lead in this game.
The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring, and The Lord of the Rings, The Two Towers.
You know, that kind of insouciance. One of those was right. Lord of the Rings, Fellowship of the Ring did make the cut. But then for the fourth one, they went for that creepy-ass mask movie, The Strangers.
Oh, yeah.
The Strangers. Hard to see that movie and forget about it or Liv Tyler, but So Sam has 17 points.
Wait, is Bruce Willis in Armageddon?
He is, yes.
Oh, okay. That's a good guess then.
No, it's not a bad guess at all. All right. Somebody can still catch up to Sam at this point. It's doable. The first film, Greg, is a film called Fargo. Fargo. So far we have Liv Tyler, Michael Clark Duncan, and Keith David. Fargo starts off this
Sam.
Next one. Sam's going for it. Who is it, Sam?
Peter Stormare.
That is correct! It is Peter Stormare. How many more Stormares can you name,
oh,
Sam?
Boy. Well, he's in Armageddon, that's for sure.
He is in that, but we'll see if that's one
we'll
of the
top I'm just
best known
to think
for.
Of some.
He's a great character actor.
The Big Lebowski.
And?
You know, he's in a Chris Rock movie called Bad Company. I just want to give that movie some attention.
Give it some attention that it deserves.
Yeah.
You got one right.
All right.
That's Armageddon. Yeah, that's and then he was also in The Brothers Grimm and Constantine.
Those were my next two guesses.
Yeah, as they should be. And just for fun, the tiebreaker in this game was going to start with Argo.
Sam.
Yeah?
Ben Affleck?
That is correct.
Okay.
Okay.
Rubbing it in.
All right, Sam. All right.
Yeah.
Do you
they
know
are
what
all
I
in Armageddon. Catch. I didn't do Bruce
Now
Willis.
I know. Do you know what I thought the theme was? That they're all in Armageddon and they all have first names for both names. Keith David,
uh-huh.
Michael Clark Duncan,
uh-huh.
Liv Tyler, Bruce Willis.
Whoa. That is amazing.
Am I wrong?
She should get a point for that.
Yeah. Couple of horrible first names in there, but nonetheless, I want to name, if I did have a kid, I'd name it Stormare for sure.
Yeah. My old roommate Affleck has some words.
That's when I knew I was
wrong. Is he still in the insurance game?
He's never getting out of it. He's
Affleck
stuck.
Guy.
What you talk about, Willis? I
All
feel
right.
a little bit like, you know that nightmare where you...
Yes.
You come to class
yes.
and you forgot to study in Russian for the last semester.
Where the show's all in Russian now. That's why there's not too many people here.
This will drive you even crazier. It was a 50-50. Steve Buscemi's also in both movies.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I almost said
but
Steve
Buscemi's not a very cool first name to have as a last name.
It was a trap.
It will be if I ever have a child.
It was a trap to get somebody to say Buscemi as someone who's a little bit better known for being in both Fargo and Armageddon. But, yeah, good job, Sam.
Thanks,
and, of
buddy.
Course, whoever wins the first game doesn't really matter that much. Because they just get to go first in our next game, and we'll flip the order. Well, we didn't have an order going, so we're gonna have one now. We're gonna go Sam, then Greg, and then Amy, in a game that I call Right versus Wrong. Do you have a guess what this game is, Sam?
I have no idea, Doug.
Right? Is wrong?
It's us versus you.
We're pitting the worst contestants against the best contestants in a game that was inspired by a rather strange series of events. A few days ago, it was pointed out to me by Mr. Paul F. Tompkins, friend of the show, that cracked.com had very recently cracked the story that when appearing on Douglas Movies, like, you know how Ayo Edebiri got in shit because she, like, talked a lot of shit on a podcast about J-Lo?
Yeah.
And then, you know, J-Lo comes to host SNL and is like, oh, this is awkward, and they made a whole thing out of it, and they made up, and it was fine.
Yeah.
But, like, now there's this whole kind of thing where, like, if anybody does anything of merit, it seems like they try to dig up some sort of thing regarding them. So Jeffrey Wright gets nominated for an Oscar, And even days after...
Greg looks horrified right now.
even days after he lost the Oscar...
I'm thinking about what they have against me if something is right.
Exactly right.
No, Crack.com comes up with the story that on Douglas Movies in 2011, Paul F. Tompkins teased Jeffrey Wright on an episode of this show because the subject of this movie he was in, Source Code, came up, and Paul thought it was funny that... That actor, who I even point out in the episode, I go, he's a good actor. But Paul goes, yes, but his bio says that he is quite possibly the most underrated and underappreciated actor of a generation. And it goes on like that. So he's like, well, this had to have been written by Jeffrey Wright himself. Because it's so fucking pretentious. So then Jeffrey Wright jumps onto Twitter... 3 years later, the headline on Crack says, this is the weirdest celebrity feud that's ever happened online. It barely happened. Because
they're barely celebrities.
Three years later, Jeffrey Wright is like going, hey, you douchebag critic pretending to be a douchebag hack. Which doesn't really make any sense at all. Talking to Paul. To which Paul responded, hi! So it only went like one or two more back and forth, and that's it. So that's the whole Cracked article. It's just like there was a few exchanges that didn't ever really amount to anything or make any sense. So I thought I would turn the weirdest celebrity feud ever... because I feel like it's not even in the top 1,000, but I'm going to turn it into a game, and that game, of course, is called Right versus Wrong. So I will name a movie title, and then whoever's turn it is has to tell me if that movie features Jeffrey Wright, Academy Award nominee Jeffrey Wright, or Podcast Hall of Famer Paul F. Tompkins. Or neither. Yeah, so it's a real guessing game because, you know, I didn't pick like American Fiction as a movie.
No.
Oh. And you don't buzz in with your name this time. You can put your buzzer away.
All right.
You don't have to use it again.
I brought this buzzer from home.
But at some point, Jeffrey Wright thought your guests were movie critics.
No, I don't know what he thought that Paul, you know, he looked
That's
at Paul
the
Tompkins.
To me.
Because he thought that Paul was being a critic by criticizing his work in a film, but then he also saw in his bio that he was a comic, so I think it was real. That's why the word hack came out, because he's really like that. Because that's the first thing somebody who's not in comedy calls a comedian to put him in their place. You hack.
Yeah. You didn't even mention the outfits. They're right there.
Well, I mean, if we're getting into the outfits, they both are fancy dressers.
Yeah. True, a couple of penguins, if you know what I mean.
They both look pretty good. Most of the time. All right. Anyway. So you got how it works, Amy. When it gets to you, it's either Wright or Tompkins or neither. And like I said, we'll start with Sam. So, Greg, if Sam doesn't get it, you'll have two options to choose from. If you miss, Amy will figure it out.
Okay, great.
She'll figure it out for sure.
I'll use my arsenal of knowledge about those two actors.
Yeah.
As a film critic.
Those actors. I already love that you've elevated Paul F. Tompkins as an actor alongside. He is. He's a good actor. All right. So here's the first one, Sam.
Yep.
Tompkins, Wright, or neither, a motion picture called The Giraffe.
So glad I won the last game.
Going first, not an advantage.
Nope. The Giraffe.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate you repeating it back like a spelling bee.
Can you use it in a sentence?
I sure can.
Thank you.
The Giraffe is a movie that maybe one of those people is in.
Perfect. I will say Jeffrey Wright.
You didn't say Sam before you answered.
No, he doesn't have to anymore. Greg. What is your answer, Greg? I'm kidding. I got confused. The Giraffe is indeed a movie that features Jeffrey Wright from 1998. So Sam.
I did a senior thesis on that film.
Sam's on the board. First to 3 points wins. Greg, you're up first. Mm. Are you ready?
Yeah. I think I'm up second.
I mean, you know what I mean. You get an answer first this time.
Oh.
The film is called Crime and Punishment.
Both. They're both.
Not, that's that's not an option.
That's where the feud started, oddly.
Craft services table.
Paul was having too much cheese again.
Maybe it was wardrobe. They're both fighting over who got the. Who got
that's my velvet bow tie.
Okay, so since you can't say both, let's go ahead and pick from the three options.
All right, I'm
that
gonna
are
say,
available.
I'm gonna say Paul F. Tompkins.
You like Paul F. Tompkins for a film called Crime and Punishment.
It's a satire.
Now I'm just trying to look it up because I didn't write it down properly.
Today's episode brought to you by cannabis.
Yes. Jeffrey, I'm going to look up Jeffrey Wright. I'll let you know what I discover.
But he said Paul F. Tompkins.
He did?
Yeah. Didn't you?
No, I know.
He said both.
Right, but I still got to figure out which one's the right answer.
Why don't you look up the
movie? Whatever way I do it. Well, because then I have to look through that whole cast of that movie.
Maybe find
this
which one's the wrong answer.
I only have to go through a couple things. But in the meantime, let's talk about all these wars that are going on.
I like, I got Palestine with the points, by the way.
Okay, there's the giraffe. We covered that. All right. What was your guess again?
It was Paul F. Tompkins.
Incorrect.
You just know that.
The whole time you knew.
All right, Amy?
Neither.
Sam?
Can I try both again?
I took a risk.
I'll say Jeffrey Wright.
Yeah, it's Jeffrey Wright.
It's an embarrassment of riches over here.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right, you're up first again.
Greg.
Yes. A movie called Cement.
Cement. Cement. Paul F. Tompkins. I'm going to stick with him.
That's incorrect. Amy, come on, get on
Please
the board.
Get it wrong.
Is it right? Is
Neither, Doug.
Is it Jeffrey Wright or neither?
Nobody's in it.
It's Cement.
Jeffrey Wright. I wanted to stick with neither.
Which one do you like?
You say neither, I say
Pick
neither.
One.
We're different.
Pick one.
Okay, Jeffrey Wright.
That's your final answer?
Yes.
That is correct.
Wow.
He's bullying me.
Yeah. But you're
on
the board
now.
You
got bullied into a correct answer. That film was from year 2000, and he played a character named Ninny. If I were Paul Tompkins, that's the first thing I would have brought up if I was in a feud with him. Listen, you Ninny. All right, so Amy's on the board, but Sam can really take it home right now.
I think he's home.
He does.
He's been asleep for hours.
He does live at the lab at the improv. Sam,
yes.
Paul F. Tompkins, Jeffrey Wright, or neither, a motion picture called Jack Frost.
Now, I need some clarity. There are two Jack Frosts.
Oh, my goodness.
There's
this
a horror
exciting.
One, right?
Yes, there was a horror film.
Uh-huh.
And then there's
there's
Michael Keaton family
oh,
friendly.
Oh, that's not a horror film?
Well.
I'm Jack Frost.
So which Jack Frost are we talking
Let's get nuts. What?
Are we,
Which Jack Frost are we talking
about? We're talking about Michael Keaton.
The Michael Keaton
is a family man.
I see.
Gets turned into a snowman.
Yeah.
Has to...
A people popsicle.
Has to... What does he have to do? Does he just have to, like, just be a good person to turn back into a regular person again?
I think he's got to smoke a pipe. Maybe eat a carrot.
Eat a carrot? He's going to eat his own nose? What kind of a snowman nightmare?
I think he just has to, like, show his kids he's gentle or something, right?
Right. Yeah. Right, which is hard to do when they're freezing to death. When you hug them, you...
And when you're a father.
You kill them.
Irish.
Yeah. What do you think, Sam?
I'm going to guess Jeffrey Wright.
You're going Jeffrey Wright.
Wow.
Makes an appearance in Jack Frost. Incorrect.
Okay. I think you were giving me a gift there, and I appreciate that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
I'm going to go with my old friend Paul F. Tompkins. Greg.
A film from 1998. Paul F. Tompkins played audience member in Jack Frost.
Yeah.
Greg is on the board.
Thank you, audience members.
Greg is on the board. He's making this happen.
Each one of you was a Paul F. Tompkins in your own way.
Amy, we're back to you. You have a good chance here to catch up to Sam. And the motion picture is the 2016 remake of the Disney classic Pete's Dragon. Pete's Dragon.
I mean, I'm going Paul F. Tompkins.
You think Paul...
Is it animated?
It's, you know, the dragon's animated, but everybody else is stiff as
fuck. Whoa.
Humans, regulars. Regular people, I think.
Okay, I'm sticking with Paul.
You're going Paul F. Tompkins. That's incorrect. Sam?
Sure.
You know what to do.
I'm going to say neither.
That is what to do. That is correct. It is neither. Sam has won the game. Oh. Sam is unstoppable, but we're going to find out after the break if Greg or Amy's ready to step up and show Sam the door. Plus, we'll also play a game. We'll be right back!
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
We're back!
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, so much fun here at the lab at the Improv. And Sam has been running away with this today, but that's his want. That's what he does. That's his life, but we'll never know how this is going to turn out.
Nope.
Until we do it.
Yep.
So, we're going to play Super Last Person Standing.
Oh, dear God.
All right, this is where we are going to get from the people that Amy, Greg, and Sam are playing on behalf of, we're going to get from them a name of an actress. Then the four of us, because I like to play along, the four of us are going to take turns naming movies any of those three actresses has appeared in. So hopefully it'll give us a little wiggle room, because it can be tough. Hopefully no one will say Tilda Swinton. Am I right, Greg?
Yeah, Tilda.
You don't know your Tilda movies.
No.
She's like a chameleon. Like, she's hard to even, you don't even know when you're watching a Tilda Swinton movie.
I think she was in Basquiat.
You know what? I bet you're right.
You know who else
Jeffrey
is in
Wright.
Jeffrey Wright.
I kept waiting for you to say Basquiat because that was the only movie is that I knew.
That's not what that game was. Okay. So, all right. So, so Sam is going to go first once we get the names, and then we'll go to Amy, and then to me, and then wait, no. Me, then Amy, then Greg. All right, so we'll go this way. All right, Sam?
Yeah.
Who's your lifeline?
Jason.
Jason and Silent Bob Strike Back. Name an actress, sir.
Sandra Bullock.
Oh, that's a nice one.
Oh, thank you.
Sandy Bullock is
God
always...
God damn it. It's always, said Sandra Bernhardt.
She's helpful. Sandra Bullock has managed to get into like 80% of the movies she's been in, or movies men have actually seen. You know, like she's got a really good high percentage for that. All right. Amy, your person is Jesse, of course.
Kate Blanchett.
He's going Blanchett, comma Kate, spelled with a C in both names. All right, and then Greg is playing on behalf of Nima, finding Nima. Can you name an actress, sir?
Sarah Silverman.
Ooh, nice. Sarah Silverman. That's a fun twist. I, of course, know a few of her films. Maybe all of them. Sam knows a lot. He's already got that face. We've been friends with her for a long time.
I know. Have you been in any of her movies?
You know what? I'm not here to give you clues.
Oh, okay.
I'm not here to
She's
help.
Performing about 20 feet from
yeah,
us right
she's
now.
Literally yeah, she's literally
on
the
stage
right
on
now.
Stage as we speak.
I gotta go.
If you want to, yeah. Let's all upgrade.
They don't put a lot of women up in there. I got to see this, guys.
Let's upgrade our experience.
Thanks for having me, improv. What?
Let's all go in there.
Oh, that would be nice.
Yeah. Well, I don't know what time she goes on, actually, but it's true. She is in the facility at some point this evening. All right. This is amazing. Kate Blanchett, Sarah Silverman, and Sandra Bullock. And we've got 14 minutes remaining in the show. Sam, start us off. A film that features any one of those amazing ladies.
I will pick a film that stars two.
Are you doing
of those three
Werner Herzog
movies.
Again?
I will pick a film.
I will pick a film.
A film
that
features two of
those words.
And it's called
okay, go.
Ocean's 8.
Ah. Featuring Sandy Bullock.
Sandy B.
And good old Ocean's
and
8.
Katie B.
The only Ocean's movie any of them has appeared in, I think. Yeah. All right. So for my turn, I got to start with, just because I love her character in this film, Penelope von Schweetz, Wreck-It Ralph. Yeah. Amy?
I mean, I'm going to go Ocean's 8 because you can't do that. You're not allowed. That's cheating.
What do you mean? Saying the same one he just said?
He took two actresses.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I'll give her that.
Thank you, Greg.
All right.
I'm the host.
If Greg... Greg has hosted a game show on television, so I do feel like you know
yes.
he does have that power.
I know, yeah. I know, we're short on time, but almost 30 years ago, when I was literally a teenage child doing stage comedy in Manhattan, I saw Greg. We were on the same show, and I couldn't wait to tell him how much I loved Idiot Savants.
Aww.
And he was so nice to me. But incredulous that I actually watched the show.
And you see how he turned out, Greg?
I know. Yeah. This is the remainder of the fan base for that show.
That's so sweet.
Yeah.
Thank
yeah,
you,
Sam. Cool.
Thank
very
you.
Very sweet.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And you vowed that very day to beat him someday.
I also love that you were like, when I was a baby child, being a successful actor.
No, this is years before I booked any acting work.
Oh, yeah. He was in his 40s when he got Freaks and Geeks.
This was like 96, 97, maybe?
That is so sweet.
Something like that. Well, there you go. It was a good show. I liked it,
too. It really
too.
Was a great
show. First
time
about
I'm sure I brought it up the first time I met you. Like, it's hard not to bring it up if you liked it, because it's cool. Anyway, what's happening?
So she
I
said
did
Ocean's
8,
and we were
again
because
Sam's
like,
cheating.
Oh, Greg said that it's okay to say Ocean's right. 8 twice because two of them were in it, and I love that ruling.
Okay.
Yeah, only an idiot savant.
Of course.
Could come up with that. Greg?
I'm going to say Speed.
Okay.
The film Speed.
Yeah, as we go through this, please don't just mention your favorite drugs. Like, try to focus on the film titles.
If I was on Speed, I probably would be answering a lot more of these questions.
Yeah.
Jeez. You know, it'll be in a hurry for us to wrap it up. Sam?
I'm on Speed 2, Cruise Control.
Yeah. Sam knows full titles are appreciated here on the show. That's why I can't say the name of that movie that Sandra Bullock's in, that I never can get the title right. But maybe it'll come up later. In the meantime, I'll just go with probably my favorite. It's a very specific genre, but this is my favorite movie where somebody puts in a mailbox a letter and someone gets it 2 years earlier.
It's so good.
And it's called The Lake House.
That's what I was going to say.
Of all the postal time travel movies, it's my favorite. Like, it takes time travel and slows it down to, like, what the Postal Service does. It's about time that happened. Amy?
I'll go with Miss Congeniality.
Of course, because, of course, Greg knows the full title of the sequel.
Miss Congeniality.
He doesn't know the first two words.
I don't.
Right?
I don't, actually.
What do you guess what you think it
is? Miss Congeniality. She did it again.
That is wild. Like, I don't think you could do that. It would be hard to win Miss Congeniality more than once. You know what I mean? People are on to you by the second time. But what's another Sandy B or a Cate Blanchett?
Let's go with Gravity.
We got plenty of Sarah Silverman action here to do.
Yep.
But Gravity, of course, is how Sandra Bullock didn't. Won an Oscar, but she didn't win for that. What she win for, Sam?
Miss Congeniality 2, Armed and Fabulous.
That is correct. That is correct. No, I was looking for, this is my answer, The Blind Side.
Oh.
Which isn't that fun that the kid from Blind Side came out and said they were terrible to me.
Yeah.
That true story turned out to be
shocking.
Not so true.
That turned out to be a real bummer.
She got blindsided.
You knew at the time, Amy? Did you see that movie at the time? You didn't fall for it? It's a pretty sweet movie.
I was familiar with white people at the time.
Yeah.
As a white woman myself.
Yeah. What's your next answer?
I'm going to go with Carol.
Oh, I was going to say that.
Good old Carol.
Nice Christmas film.
Uh-huh.
You can watch it with your mother down in Florida.
Yeah, we cry. What's the one where she's a cop?
Oh, that is called The
Bad Lieutenant.
The cop.
Okay, I didn't say that one because I wasn't sure about the. I'm not giving it away, but.
The. What about Sarah Silverman? What's your favorite? You've seen her in movies over the years. But like, that's my friend Sarah.
Yeah.
Isn't that great how she's up there?
That's how comics respond to people succeeding.
Oh,
as we all know. Good
full
for
support,
her.
Full support.
Shakes
the
Clown? Was she in Shakes the Clown?
She should have been, but no. She was a little 15 at the time.
Who was she in? I don't know.
Not who. We're asking for...
I'll name a couple people.
What? What movies?
I can't name...
You got any more Cate Blanchett? You want to go to your lifeline?
Yeah.
Let's go to your lifeline. Who's playing?
Nima?
Who are you playing for? Nima, what do you got? In the movie from any of these actresses? He wasn't even...
We're
he wasn't even ready for you.
While
You Were Sleeping, starring Sandy Bullock.
Yeah, and also describing how I'm playing this game.
Yeah. Wake up, Greg.
I need some
speed. It's time to win. Yeah. Sam?
You know, if something almost gets mentioned, I feel an obligation to mention.
Right? That's fair.
The Heat.
Oh,
even though you don't need it, you know I have it. It's not a good friend, is what I'm saying.
Let me make a proposal.
Yep.
Amy?
Just say The Heat again.
You just wink at me.
Yeah,
sure did. He did.
That was interesting.
Yeah. Sure did.
I'm not fond of it. I don't like I don't like winkers.
No. Right? He's never been a winker.
It's one letter away from wanker.
Okay, what's the proposal?
I just
Sandy
got
Bullock
it.
And Ryan. I'm an idiot.
Yeah.
I thought you really were going to give me the point.
No, I don't have the proposal for you.
Next. I'm going to go with Elizabeth.
Okay. Who's in that?
Cate Blanchett.
She's royalty.
Elizabeth.
Yeah. I was confusing it with Elizabeth Town.
Oh, yeah, very
about
different.
Tennis shoes.
Was she ever in a Wes Anderson movie?
I bet.
Who's she?
Yeah, which one?
Cate Blanchett.
I think there's a chance, yeah. Do you want to just guess one?
Royal Tenenbaums?
No.
Doug, I don't know why you asked me to do this show. I don't know anything about movies.
Well, because you're like, hey, let's podcast together. Yeah, and I'm like, hey, come to Douglas Movies.
Yeah, I know. I mean, I love doing it. And I love doing it, especially with Sam, because I'm impressed.
No, there's no reason to have any suspense. Like, you want to know you're going to lose before it even starts.
Yes. Yeah.
So at least you had that. You know what I mean? Like, everybody on the Oscars, when they win, they go, oh, I wasn't expecting this. I'm so surprised. Well, you were one of the five, so there was a chance.
Right. Yeah.
So maybe look into an acceptance speech, because the chance exists.
Yeah.
Instead, every person gets up there going, oh, I didn't expect this. Oh, you're the greatest actor of our generation, but go on. Anything?
No.
You want to go to NEMA a second time?
Yeah.
NEMA, what else have you got?
School of Rock.
Who's in that?
Sarah Silverman.
Oh, yeah. She was great.
She plays Ned Schneebly's girlfriend.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a bitch. Sam?
The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Yeah, that's the Wes Anderson movie you were looking for.
Wow.
Yeah.
So smug.
So such a smugger.
You can't spell smug without SM.
Can't say it spell.
Can't
ma'am.
Do anything
can't
without
spell it without
the letters from my name.
Ma'am. Okay, ma'am.
Yep.
Thor Ragnarok.
Nice.
Oh, who is in that?
Cate Blanchett.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah.
Good for her.
You know Jesse's going to have one for you when you're ready for
it. Yeah, Jesse, give it to me now, and then I'll keep thinking more after this.
I like it.
Maestro.
Maestro.
Sarah
you really
Silverman.
Are Jesse's girl.
Oh, wow.
Sarah Silverman's in Maestro. All right, so Greg, you want to pronounce yourself out?
Did
you
Not
think,
unless.
Did you think of anything
while
I
Can I go to
around?
NEMA again?
I mean, I love going to NEMA. I really do.
Well,
NEMA.
I can find him.
Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Who's in that? Cate? Yeah, there you go.
Oh,
okay. All right, Greg's
See?
Still alive. Sam?
Well, we started it, but you know I'm a completist. Elizabeth, The Golden Age.
Oh, nice. How about... Oh, Love Potion number 9.
Nice. These are the back pockets.
Did you just read that off the sheet?
No, I was reading. I was
you
reading.
Look at the paper.
I was
for
reading
a while.
Sandra yes. Bullock.
Lord of the Rings.
That was all I needed. Which one?
Armed and Fabulous.
Wait, you could just fix that. Because we didn't say that other one.
Oh, wait, which part?
The part that's not right. I mean, the part that is right.
What?
Yeah. You got Lord of the Rings.
Yes, Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, then what'd you say?
What I said.
Where'd that come from?
Oh, from Miss Congeniality 2. But he already guessed that.
Oh, you already said it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, sorry.
We're both high, okay?
No, I forgot that he had said it, so I was just like so excited you were kind of stumbling
That's
into it.
That's why I was so confused.
But yeah. All right, well... Nice try. Greg's still out.
I'm out.
Wait, I have another guess.
Oh, okay.
August Osage County. There's so many women in
that
film.
Yeah, but Julia
They're
Roberts.
They're all over 40.
Julia Roberts is none of these ladies, unfortunately.
I can't believe
But great job.
This.
Sam.
Yeah, buddy?
What else you got?
Well, there's the net.
Mm.
Oh. The net, yeah.
Nanette.
With Sandra Bullock.
Yeah.
Now, no offense, but I'm giving all of the panelists today 2 weeks' notice.
Knew that was coming.
Sam?
You just proposed.
Oh, what was that one in the jungle with Brad Pitt? Lost City.
Yes.
What else you got?
Tar.
Tar's Blanchett, of course. Yeah. What was the one, Woody Allen one, where she won the Oscar for?
Oh, Blue Jasmine.
Blue Jasmine. I love that one.
And then nobody said my favorite Sarah Silverman movie, Screwed.
Right.
Yeah.
And then she was in that, what's that one about waltzing? The waltz.
Oh, Take This Waltz.
Take This Waltz.
It is not about waltzing. False advertising.
It's about taking, you're
it's
right.
It's about a cookbook and adultery.
Yeah, well, what more do you need? That's why I saw Julie and Julia. All right, so congratulations. Sam Levine is our winner.
Thank you.
What a surprise. One of the most suspenseful episodes ever. Sam, we'll have you back very soon. But in the meantime, please promote yourself. What would you like to promote? He's on Cameo, of course.
You know I'm on Cameo, so find me there. But also, 2 days from now.
Oh, my God.
Wednesday
right on top
night,
of it.
Wednesday night, I am taking part in a charity 24-hour live stream, dystopiatonight.com. It's benefiting MS, and I'm doing the graveyard shift. I'm on at 1 a.m., from 1 a.m. to 2 a.m. Pacific time, late the evening of Wednesday, March 27th, early morning of Thursday the 28th. So come to that link and find me and donate and have fun.
I love it.
There you go.
That's charity. Nice of you to do, Sam.
That's nice.
Greg and I will be plugging money-making dates.
That's okay. But you'll take some of the money and donate to the MS thing, right?
Definitely.
There you go. So everybody wins.
Yeah. And you can buy a Cameo from Sam.
Yeah.
I call him Sammyo. Greg Fitzsimmons.
Well, once again,
I made up a podcast at the beginning, but tell us your real podcast.
Well, first of all, I want to say once again I come in behind Sam. I have the 2 a.m. shift.
Oh, you do.
Dystopia.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So come for Sam, stay for Greg.
The podcast is Fitz Dog Radio and Sunday Papers and Childish. There's three. Also, I'm coming to Boca Raton on April 3rd, and then to
Tampa. Oh, wait. Let's let that sit in because there's a lot of listeners in Boca. Boca Raton on what date?
Old people love. It's April 3rd.
I would love it if anybody went to your show in Boca after hearing this. That'd be so neat.
There's a lot of other cities around.
It could happen, yeah.
And then Tampa on April 4th through the 6th. I'm all over Florida.
That's a hotbed.
You're just there for the movies, right?
Yes, I like to slow it down. I like to interact with the audience. The thing is, at that age, they don't even know they're talking out loud anymore.
They're just ordinary angels, Greg. That's what it's called, right? Nobody got nothing for it.
You know, they old people need to be careful because their thoughts slip out.
Yeah.
Yeah. They really
There's really a very blurry line.
Out, like, this is how I'm feeling right in this moment.
Yep.
It's hot in here. Well, okay, but we're watching March of the Penguins. Get with the program, Nana. Amy Miller, what would you like to promote?
Yes, I'll be here in this exact room on May 6th for the Netflix Festival. Netflix is a joke.
Netflix is a joke.
Doing a show with my friend Blair Saki, who's also been on the podcast.
She's great.
Also the best. Come see me in Washington, D.C. at the D.C. Comedy Loft.
Ooh, neat. What's
around
that?
May 30th.
Around?
Oh, yeah,
let's
that weekend. May
down.
30th
let's
to June
1st. Just
give
1st. A vague idea.
I can't remember if there's 31 or if I'm doing the Thursday
Listen,
or
late
the Sunday.
May,
you know how
make
it
sure
is.
You, yeah,
when you're an old road dog like me.
It doesn't matter. Need to promote. People just show up.
DC Comedy Loft and AmyMillerComedy.com. That's it. That's AmyMillerComedy.com.
I love it. These shoes don't
really
fit in the bag very well.
They're
so
not
going to
fit on his feet, so it's perfect.
I'm just, that's right.
Maybe
who are you playing for, Sam? Who are you playing for?
Jason.
Oh, Jason. That's right. Congratulations, Jason. Probably the closest person to being able to actually wear these shoes. And you can put any fun color shoelace that you purchase yourself on those shoes. Just make them a real fun pair of shoes to go out in. They look like little bumblebee. They look like Bumblebee, like the Transformer a little bit. The Benson Movie Interruption is back at Dynasty Typewriter in L.A. on April 2nd. And the next Douglas Movies... We're doing Wednesday next month here at the Lab at the Improv. It's Wednesday, April 17th. So come out to that if you can. Do any of you on stage have a favorite last line from a motion picture? I like to close with a last line. Sam is nodding. And Greg and Amy are looking at me like...
I got one.
We barely know anything. Why ask us such a specific What's yours, Greg?
Top Gun, the first one.
Yeah, what do they say at the end?
You can ride on my wing anytime.
And is that a man talking to a woman or another man?
That would be Iceman talking to Tom Cruise.
Oh, Maverick. Really? That's the last line of the
movie? Maverick?
Yeah, Maverick.
Yeah, yeah.
He talks to the Iceman and then like his girlfriend is just like sitting at home? Because he has a whole love interest in that movie that seems real. The new Maverick is the fake love interest just to have one.
Yeah.
There's no chemistry.
When you say last line, it's the last line I remember hearing. In the
there you go. See, that's my problem. Is I think the last line, under that circumstance, the last line from Top Gun to me is I feel the need. Or the other one, take me home. Or what does Meg Ryan say?
Oh, play that song again.
Kiss me, fuck me, goose.
That's it. Kiss me, fuck me, goose. And weirdly, she's not talking to her boyfriend. He got his nickname because he watched her fuck a goose. So everybody called him Goose because people are cruel.
Well,
people are terrible.
Yep.
All right.
I say the last line I heard in a theater.
Yeah.
There's a snowstorm. What do you get balloons?
What's the last line?
Ordinary angels in Florida.
Not from the film.
All right, Sam, give us a legitimate last line from a movie.
The film is 2012. The world has ended.
Oh, my God.
Humanity is alive on a couple of giant ships.
Yeah.
And the last line is a young girl looking up at John Cusack and letting him know, no more pull-ups. She used to wet the bed. That's real. Last line.
Wait, what year does this take place in?
Well, the movie came out in 2009.
7 years ago? Oh, I see.
But it takes place in 2012, hence the title. The Mayans predicted the end of the world.
So they did have pull-ups. I was lost.
Right.
I thought,
I'm sorry.
She just doesn't need them anymore.
Didn't that same director make a movie about like cavemen being obliterated?
10,000 BC.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was thinking of that, and I was like, no more pull-ups. She's really ahead of her time. She stopped using a thing that hasn't been invented yet.
Yep.
Oh, she just stopped shitting in her pants.
I think it was just
that is
one.
A great one, Sam. That is a really great
one. What was the last line of Raising Arizona?
I will close on it.
Or maybe it was, it's another state. Or maybe it was something.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a different state, yeah.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. I like the one Sam had, so... Thank you, everybody, for being here. Thank you to the Improv. Thank you to Sam Levine, Greg Fitzsimmons, Amy Miller.
Thank you, guys.
As always, no more pull-ups.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold is viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in